Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For questions or you just want to find out more about something, you want to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. And of course, the podcast at fmr.co.za. You'll be surprised to hear I've never really been a fan of the Toyota Corolla Cross. I found it neither fish nor fowl and not really sophisticated enough for my taste or basic enough for my taste, and the price point didn't really make sense to me. That is until now, because I've had the Toyota Corolla Cross XR-HEV, and that's the hybrid model, hybrid electric vehicle model on test, and I've got to say, finally, it is a winner for me. The combination of the petrol and hybrid engine with the CVT box has just found a sweet spot. Although the 90 kilowatt plus electric motor, it really does add to the 1.8 liter inline four, things just get better. And while Toyota promises 4.3 liters per 100 kilometers, I got closer to six, but I probably wasn't driving it the way the average driver would want to drive it. And this is a car that Toyota doesn't need any introduction. It doesn't need any extra love, but it does come with some extra love in the sense of safety features like adaptive cruise control, lane keeping assist, autonomous emergency braking, and they all operate really well. The boot space is 440 liters. Of course, with a hybrid, the seats aren't going to fold completely flat, but it's a minor consideration. It certainly is something. Is it without criticism? No. There's a spot that looks like it's a wireless charger, a nice flat place to put your phone. No wireless charger, but although it does have ports, USB-C ports nearby. And I must say this, the semi-autonomous cruise control is among the best and least intrusive of any I've tried. It is keyless go. It has a half a spare tire. And really, it has everything you need. And Toyota Corolla Cross 1.8 HEV XR, which I'm going to put on my recommended list, is only going to set you back 545,200 Rand. And for this kind of a crossover SUV category, and with a Toyota badge on the front, I guess that's a real bargain. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find out at find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and of course, find the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za.